We're in Perek Zayin, 7th Perek, Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah. Ha'ubar v'hayavam v'ha'erusin v'ha'cheresh u'ben teishashanim v'yom echad poslin v'lo ma'achilin. So over here, all of these cases, we'll go through them one by one, are all going to be cases where they will hustle the woman from eating truma, but they will not allow the eating of truma. So the ubar, a fetus. So if you have a case of a fetus, if she is a bas kohen and she's married to a Yisrael, so the ubar will pasul her from being able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. But the ubar, if she was a bas Yisrael to a kohen, will not allow her to eat, as we said, either because it has to be actually born. Only a yalud is machil, but an eno yalud is eno machil. Or because it's b'mei hazara, that it's b'mei of a zara, it is in the womb of a non-kohen, and therefore the kid's not called the kohen. And either way, this uba will prevent a bas kohen from going back to her father's house to eat, and it will not allow a bas Yisrael to eat yet. Hayavam. That means that if you had a bas kohen fall out in yibum, the yibum, the zika, will prevent her from returning to her father's house to eat because she's not free. She can't return to her father's house. She still has a connection to the yavam. And it will not, if a bas Yisrael falls out in Yibum, and she is falling out, obviously, from one Kohen to another Kohen, that will not allow her to eat, because we need Kinyan Kaspo, we need her to be fully acquired and part of the husband's house, and over here, she's not. She is a Shomer Yavam, she's waiting for Yibum, but she is not called fully part of the husband's house yet. Erusin, if a woman is engaged, that engagement will allow her, will possel her. So if she is a bas kohen, as soon as she gets engaged to a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma, because she's not considered part of her father's house, and therefore she is possel now. This bas kohen to a Yisrael is possel from eating truma. And inversely, a bas Yisrael who is engaged to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma yet. The reason here is that deraisa, really, she should be able to eat truma already. She's called kinyan kaspo. She's called fully part of that kohen's house. But since we're afraid that he'll come over to her house and he'll be feeding her truma, and then she'll share it with her brothers and sisters, and they obviously aren't allowed to eat because the family is the Yisrael family, not a Kohen family. So to prevent that situation, she's not allowed to eat until she's fully married and living in her husband's house. Cheresh. Cheresh is a deaf mute. Cheresh will pasul, because if a Bas Kohen gets married to a Cheresh, so rabbinically they allowed his marriage, but deraisa, his marriage does not work. So he will pasul her from eating from her father's house and being considered still part of her father's house, because rabbinically we will recognize this marriage and pasul her from eating, this bas kohen who got married to a cheresh. But if it was a bas Yisrael who got married to a cheresh kohen, so then we will not allow her to eat, because deraisa, this is not a real marriage, and he doesn't have the ability to marry, so therefore we can't allow her to eat truma. Bein teisha shanim v'yom echad, so that is the minimum age when a man's physical nature allows him to have a real physical relation with a woman. So if he is a bein teisha shanim v'yom echad and he has relations, let's say he's an iser to a woman, so that will apostle her from being able to eat truma. And that's true, by the way, for any of the women, meaning if she's a bas kohen, or she's a Bas Levi, or she's a Bas Yisrael. Either way, any of those things. So if he's aser to her, it will puzzle her, and she'll become a chalala, and she won't be able to eat truma or the Bas Kohen, even from her father's house, the other women, if they get married to a Kohen. Similarly, if a Bas Yisrael is going to get married to a Kohen who's Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad, so that is not going to be able to feed her truma because his kinyan is not a full kinyan yet. Because even though physically his stature is such that he can have a real physical encounter, but still he is doesn't have enough das, he doesn't have enough of a mind to be able to acquire a woman fully yet, so there we won't allow this woman to eat truma, even though she married this nine-year-old in one day Kohen. Continues the Mishnah, Safek shehu ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, Safek she'eino. So if the kid is a Safek, whether he's actually 9 years in one day or whether he's not, so then he still will puzzle, because we'll say that the Safek l'chumra. We'll be strict on this Safek. And obviously he's still, it would be more of a reason to not allow her to eat if she married a Kohen with such a Safek. Safek hevi shtei sairos, Safek shelo hevi. If the kid is a Safek, whether he is an adult yet or not, the sign of him becoming an adult is two hairs. So if he has those two hairs, shtei sairos, or not, if it's a Safek, whether he has them or not, and then he goes and he engages, he's mekadesh a woman, so that's a Safek kedushin. So on that Safek Kedushin, again, we will say on that, we'll go L'chumra, we'll go strict. So if the Kohen was marrying a Bas Yisrael, we will not let her eat. Because it's a Safek, maybe it wasn't a real Kedushin yet, because he didn't have Shtei Saros. If it was a Yisrael who's marrying a Bas Kohen, then we will say that she is married and can't eat from her father's house, because either way, we'll take that doubt, that safek, l'chumra, and be strict with it. The Mishnah now finishes off with another case, as long as we were taking cases of safek l'chumra, so, and gives us one more case concerning Yibum. Nafal abayis alav v'al bas achiv v'ein yedua eim. So over here we have a case where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Yibum case, and Shimon happens to be married to Reuven's daughter. This is one of the 15 Arayas cases that we saw in the first Mishnah in the first parak. So now their house falls down, and both of them die, meaning Shimon and his wife, Leah, who is the daughter of Reuven. Now, the question over here is, Shimon is really married to two women. He's married to Rachel and Leah. Leah is the one who's the daughter of Reuven. Now, says the Mishnah, we don't know which one died first, meaning we don't know whether Shimon or his wife Leah died first, but Rachel, the other wife, is still alive. So the question is, does she have to do Yibum? So if Leah died first, so then Rachel has to do Yibum, because when she fell out in Yibum, when her husband Shimon died, she wasn't the co-wife of an Erva. But if Shimon died first, then even Rachel is Pater, because she at the time of falling out in Yibum, she was the co-wife of an Erva. That was what we saw in the beginning of the Masechta. So in this case where it's a Safek, so we'll be strict, and we'll say Tzaratza Choletzas V'lo Misya Bemes. We'll make her do Chalitza, because maybe she has a Zika, but we won't let her do Yibum, because maybe she's Aser to him. So that's the way we'll handle it. Another case of a Safek going L'chumra. Mishnah Hey. Ha'ones V'hamefate V'ashote Lo Poslim V'lo Ma'achilim. We're talking about Shum over here again. And if A regular guy has relations with a woman, and ones is rape. Mefate is he seduced her. Shote is someone who is not fully there, not all of his mental capacities are there. All of those people, the shote, even if he does marry the woman, because we say that his marriage is not going to be a full marriage, because it's not a real kinyan, he can't really acquire her, he doesn't have the mind to do so. So all of them will not puzzle, and they won't be machil her. So if the guy who, a kohen, raped a bas Yisrael, so that encounter does not allow her to eat truma. But if a Yisrael raped a bas kohen, that encounter does not puzzle her from eating still truma in her father's house. V'im einam ru'uyim lavo b'Yisrael hare elu poslin. But if the encounter happened to a woman from a man who was not, she was not allowed to have relations with, for example, a slave or a non-Jew, so that would puzzle her from eating truma. Ketzad, how's the case? Yisrael sheba al bas kohen tochal b'truma. Ibra lo tochal b'truma. Nechtach ha'ubar b'me'ea tochal. So a Yisrael who has relations with a bas kohen, so she still is allowed to eat in truma because he didn't marry her, so she's still considered part of her father's house. If she got pregnant from that encounter, then she's not allowed to eat in truma because she's only considered part of her father's house when she's not either married or with child. So pregnant is called with child halachically in order to say she can't eat truma from her father's house. If the ubar was nechtach, if the ubar disintegrated and she lost the child in utero, so then she is allowed to eat because she never had a child. A kohen, the Mishnah continues, kohen sheba al bas Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. Ibra, lo tochal. Yalda, tochal. Nimtza kocho shel ben gadol mishel ahav. So over here we have a case where a kohen has relations with a bas Yisrael. And again, this is out of wedlock. So she does not eat truma because of that relationship. Because again, she has to become kinyan kaspo. She has to become fully part of his house. She's not. If she became pregnant, still she doesn't eat. Because again, pregnancy is a reason to puzzle her from eating, but it's not a reason to allow her to eat. But if she does give birth, then by the merit of that child who's a kohen, she does eat. And then the Mishnah says, so you see a case where the koach of the ben is greater than the koach of the father. The ability of the ben was the ability to allow her to eat truma, but this relationship she had out of wedlock with the kohen was not. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'eved posel mishum bia, ve'eno posel mishum zera. Ketzad, bas Yisrael kohen, bas kohen li Yisrael, ve'yagda heimenu ben, v'halach ha'ben v'nichbash al ha'shivcha, v'yagda heimenu ben, harei ze eved. Haisa em aviv bas Yisrael kohen, lo tochal b'truma, bas kohen li Yisrael tochal b'truma. Case over here is we're going to start talking about grandchildren, and important background over here is that not only will a child prevent the bas kohen from going back to her father's house and eating, but a grandchild also will, has the same halacha as a child. Similarly, not only will the child of a kohen allow the bas Yisrael to eat truma, but also a grandchild will allow her to eat truma if it's a grandchild from that kohen. So over here, we're going to talk about an eved. What's the case of an eved? First, the Mishnah just says the din that an eved will posel, but will posel because of physical relations, because of bia, but he will not posel because of zera, meaning because of being her offspring. So if an eved just goes and has relations with a bas kohen, that physical encounter with the Eved puzzled this woman, whether she's a Bas Kohen, a Yisrael, anybody, from eating Truma, however she may come about to be able to eat Truma. but it will not pasul her, this Eved, if it happens to be her Zera. Now the Mishnah is going to talk about a case of how do we have a case where an Eved is her offspring, since we're not talking about, obviously, a woman who is herself a Shivcha, a slave woman. So Ketzad, how's the case? So we have, if you could take the case either way, a Bas Yisrael who got married to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen who got married to Yisrael. Either way, she gives birth from that marriage, and she gives birth to a son. Now the son goes off and has relations with a slave woman, and the slave woman gives birth to a son. That son is a slave. The reason is because by a shivcha, all the offspring of a shivcha, of a slave woman, go after her, and they're slaves. Now, if after this Eved, who is the grandchild of this woman, so let's take a look over here. The first way the Mishnah wants to say it is if the mother of the child's father was a Bas Yisrael Kohen, so lo tochal betruma, meaning that if she was a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, now her husband, the Kohen, dies, and also her son dies, and all she has left is this Eved, that will not allow her to eat Truma, because her grandchild, the Eved, is not really her grandchild. If it was a Bas Kohen Yisrael, then Tochal B'Truma. If she was a Bas Kohen and she was married to Yisrael, and her husband died, and her son died, and all that's left is this Eved, then she will be able to return to her father's house and eat truma. It's not called, she has a child. The reason is because this Eved is called the child of the Shivcha, and it doesn't have any yichus or lineage relating back to this woman. We'll see the opposite is true by a mamzer. Finishes off the Mishnah. Mamzer posel umaychel. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael kohen ubas kohen Yisrael v'yalda hemenu bas. V'halcha habas v'niseis le'eved o le'goy v'yalda hemenu ben harezeh mamzer. Haisa em imo bas Yisrael le'kohen tochal betruma. Bas kohen Yisrael lo tochal betruma. So we take a case over here. How are we going to get the mamzer? So we have either way, a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, or a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael, and then she gives birth, the woman, either of those ways, either of those relationships, those setups, the wife gives birth to a daughter. Now the daughter goes out and gets married to an Eved, to a slave, or to a Goy, to a non-Jew, and they have a son. That son is a mamzer. Now, this is only according to the opinion of this Mishnah that a mamzer can be created by a Jewish woman who has relations with either a slave or a goy. That's not the halacha, but it is what this Mishnah is holding. So now, the grandchild is a mamzer. So let's take a look. If the mother of this mamzer was from a relationship of a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, Tochal B'Truma, meaning that this Bas Yisrael was married to a Kohen. Now the Kohen died and her daughter died, so the only offspring she has left is this mamzer. So that mamzer will allow her to eat Truma, because that mamzer is, yes, called her child, her son, her grandson, and the grandson has yichus back to her and her Kohen husband, so therefore that grandchild will allow her to eat Truma. Bas Kohen Yisrael, so if it's the opposite, if it was a Bas Kohen and she was married to Yisrael, so now she can't return to her father's house, but now her husband Yisrael die and her daughter dies, so she has no other offspring except this mamzer, so otherwise she would be able to return to her father's house and eat. But no, because this mamzer is her grandchild, lo tochal betruma, so therefore that creates for her a halacha that she's not allowed to return to her father's house and eat truma. Meaning, bekitzer, what the Mishnah is telling us is that if they have an eved, the yichus of an eved will go through the shivcha, will not be considered part of the lineage of this couple and of this woman, but a mamzer will. And so those are the relevant halachic ramifications from this vis-a-vis a woman eating truma, whether she's a bas Yisrael and she continues to eat truma because her husband was a kohen, or whether she was a bas kohen and now she wants to go back to her father's house to eat truma, whether she is allowed to, or whether this is considered an offspring of hers that would prevent her from doing that. That's the end of Mishnah Hey.